Hey, everybody, it's Roger, your friendly neighborhood podcast host, and back by popular demand, I have a brand new Halloween holiday special for you for 2018. That's right, my friend Chris and I get together and we try all sorts of weird foods so you don't have to. Now, if this sort of thing isn't your cup of tea, don't worry because I'll be back soon with a not so frightening podcast episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. But until then, listen on, enjoy, and happy Halloween. We're back. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a whole year has passed since we subjected ourselves to this, but I'm back with Chris Degner, my friend who agreed to come back and go through the, I don't even know what to call this.
I'm questioning being your friend after doing this for a second year.
What's pretty funny, yeah, so this is backed by popular demand. For whatever reason, people really loved the Halloween special that we did last year where we tasted weird stuff that I would say was commonly found in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I think we actually, this year, we've kicked it up a notch.
You can remove think from that sentence.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff can probably be found in grocery stores, maybe not the ones
we... In some country.
Yeah, in some country. So we've got a whole variety of interesting things we're going to taste on the show today. Some actually, I don't think I told you this, Chris, but some of the things that I brought were actually people in the Facebook group suggested we try. And so we'll talk about that when we get to those. But so the way we're going to do this is we have a little brain jello mold here full of cards with our weird items written on them. And we're going to do this as on the fly, so to speak. So we'll draw a card, whatever it says it is, that's what we're going to try. And you guys will be along for the ride.
I am legitimately nervous about this.
Yeah, there's a couple things that we'll see. It's definitely a notch up from last year. First of all, you know what I didn't do, and I should have? I'll put the link to the last year's Halloween episode in the show notes if people want to go back and listen to that. But what were some of the things we tried last time?
We had menudo. We had gefilte fish. Put me on the spot here.
We had snails.
Yeah.
Canned snails.
That was not good.
That was not good. And okay, let's go over a couple of the rules while we're talking about this.
Pickled pig skins.
And feet.
The skins, that took the cake for the worst for me.
No, it was the feet. They were both bad. Let's see. We also tried liver pate, potted meat product, sardines. So some of this stuff I like to eat. So it wasn't like a totally shocking. But we got, you know, we were kind of shooting for things in the grocery store that a lot of people are kind of weirded out by or avoid for whatever reason. And one of the things we did was we ate everything straight out of the can or the package, in some cases cold, like the menudo we didn't heat up. We're going to change it up a little bit this year because we have a couple things that either need to be cooked or probably would just be more authentic if they were heated up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's not a lot of preparing going on, but just not cold.
So we're going to have a rating system. We're going to try everything, and we're going to give you a rating on each item we try. Two ratings, actually. We're going to give you the anticipated fear level of the particular ingredient, like how much we are not looking necessarily forward to trying it. And then we're going to taste it, and then we're going to give you the actual, like, how scary
how
is it.
How bad is it, yeah.
Oh, I know. Let's use werewolf. And it's the bark versus the bite.
Okay.
So yes. 1 to 5 barks on how scary it seems, and 1 to 5 bites on how scary it actually is.
Yep.
All right. So let's do this. Any other last words of wisdom before we jump into this? Oh, yeah. Chris, please give us a lay of the land. What ingredients are we going to be, or what foods are we going to be working with at this Halloween special today?
So we start off with Pocky Chips. Haunted ghost pepper Pocky Chips. Freaking hot is what it says on the label. We also have Haggis with lamb. We have...
Oh, that yeah.
I cannot read this since yes. It appears to be in Mandarin.
It's a little shelf-stable soft-boiled chicken egg from China. It's in a little plastic package.
Lovely. We have Vegemite, B vitamins for vitality. We have crickets, sour cream and onion variety. We also have cuttlefish balls and our...
boiled chicken or braised chicken feet.
Braised chicken feet. And we're going to be wrapping it up with a little special something that I'm especially terrified of.
We're going to keep it secret until we get to it because we didn't want to draw that one and have to eat it first.
That would just be unfortunate, wouldn't it?
All right. So here we go. Chris, do you want to draw or do you want me to draw? You want me to do the honors?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go for it.
Hold on. Let me get it out of the way here.
All right.
It's Sunday. Early afternoon, 12:30. So this is basically lunch for us.
Are you wanting, like, is your personal hope here that you start with something easy, or would you rather get some of the more difficult ones out of the way?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we got a lot of real easy ones. Vegemite might be easy. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
All right, here
There's
we go.
There's a couple of these that have me very worried.
I drew the first one. Oh, Vegemite.
Oh,
all right. All right, we're going to try the Vegemite. All right. So, I ordered this on Amazon. I'll put the links to this stuff on the show notes if we have links for it, if you can't find it. And by the way, the show notes for this episode will be kitchencounterpodcast.com/123
Okay.
For the Halloween episode. Now, please.
So Vegemite, B vitamins for vitality, proudly made in Australia since 1923. So it says that at least 95% of the ingredients are actually Australian ingredients.
Oh, excellent.
They include yeast extract, barley and wheat, salt, mineral salt, malt extract. We have flavors. That's an ingredient.
That's, okay. That's vague.
That's a thing.
It's troublingly vague.
niacin, thiamine, riboflavin, folate. So.
Oh, and you know, we are... Last year when we did this, we stayed pretty much, he's opening the jar. It looks like a bottle of gummy vitamins. How's it smell?
Smells like vitamins.
Yeah, okay. So last year we kind of stuck to the Western Hemisphere, I would say North and Central America. Mm-hmm. This year we're all over the globe, I think.
We are.
Australia. Oh, yeah. That smells like, wow. Ooh, I don't know. It's not awful, but...
it's not good.
It's very... I don't even know what to say. So we've got a couple of crackers. I don't know. Should we eat it straight or should we put on a cracker?
I say this should... I don't think that the crackers are going to affect...
Not with that giant glob you put on it. That's okay. I'll take that one.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Wow. It's got a look of...
chocolate syrup.
Yeah. Like chocolate ganache. Really thick. It's exactly what it looks like.
I can already tell by the smell. It's not going to taste like that, though. Mm.
Okay. The more I smell it, the less unappealing it becomes. Wait, what's your bark on this? What's the werewolf bark?
I'm not too worried about this. I am not anticipating this tasting good at all, but I'm not worried about it.
I would give it like a bark of 2.
Yeah, sure.
Just because it's weird. But like millions of Australians eat it. So how weird can it be?
Sure.
I don't know if that means anything. All right,
cheers, sir.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I think you put too much on the cracker.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Let me grab some water. I can't even talk. Oh, my gosh. What does that taste like? I'm squinting. I don't
wow.
Even know. That's not that great.
So your hypothesis that how bad could it be if Australians everywhere eat this? That is dreadful.
Yeah, I don't even know what that tastes like.
Oh.
What does that taste like?
Oh.
Wow, I'm going to say the bark on that. This is hard because I'm trying not to do this relative to the rest of the ingredients because I'm sure some of the other stuff's going to be really bad. What would you say the bark on the Vegemite is? Oh, it's potent. It's very...
That 4 out of 5? That was really bad. Oh.
You know,
and it's lingering. It's
yeah, I know.
Still,
it's really thick and pasty.
My wife isn't going to be within 5 feet of me for
It tastes like rotten mushrooms or something.
All right. Jeez.
We're going to give Vegemite a 4 on the bite scale. That was much worse than I think either of us anticipated.
What sort of marketing genius got an entire continent of people to think that this was good?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm really glad we put it on a cracker. Let me just say that. Oh, we should try. We should take pictures of these things, huh?
I really underestimated just how bad that is.
All right, I'm going to let you draw the next one because I got to move on from that.
Okay.
That was wicked.
Okay. All right. Next, we will be having braised chicken feet.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's going to take a moment of microwaving, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So,
because nothing's better than your braised chicken feet.
I will be right
from
back.
The microwave.
All right, so the braised chicken feet are in the microwave. It'll take a couple minutes. Why don't you? You got the package there. What are we dealing with?
Feng Jiao braised chicken feet. Ingredients: chicken feet, water, sugar, potato starch, oyster flavored sauce. Which is water, sugar, salt, oyster juice. Yummy. We have modified cornstarch, barbecue sauce, flavor nosinate, disodium guanylate.
You can skip all the chemical things.
Oh, there's lots of them.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what's funny? Hold on. I got to go turn the chicken. I got to turn them. I got to stir them, I guess.
No MSGs added.
Good.
Thank goodness for that.
So I'm not going to lie. The last time we did this, we had an animal foot item, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping we can break the terrible animal foot food item trend on this Halloween special.
Well, I can't say that my experience with microwave meat dishes is generally good when you make that microwave feet. I don't know. I don't have real high expectations.
When we were kids, we raised chickens in a big old chicken house and a chicken coop. And it's like, I see what chickens walk around in all day. I'm not super excited about this. That being said, pig's feet, you know, probably worse.
Product contains bones.
Oh, okay.
Caution with eating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's a thing. I suppose waste not, want not.
All right, we're back and we've got braised chicken feet in tow. No pun intended. I didn't even realize I did that. That's how clever I am. Okay. Take a look at those. Let me take a picture real quick and then I'll let you take a look at these. This is, yeah. So when you told me that you were getting chicken feet, I really expected like just chicken feet. These are just chicken feet, but they're like, I hope they're breaded. They're very saucy. I'm not going to lie. They look like little devil hands have been chopped up and put in a bowl. They're horrifying. I'll put pictures in the show notes, but yep. Holy moly.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah. They're very gunky. I have no other way to describe it. Here, grab me one of them bad boys. Give me 5. Wait, there's only 4.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a fork. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So, there's bones in it, apparently.
I don't even know how to do this.
I don't either. Okay, I'm just going to stab it. Okay, I'm going to stab it with a fork. I'm going to take a bite. You got that?
I guess.
The fork goes into it. They don't seem too hard and bony. They're probably super hot. There we go. Oh, they're super bony.
What was your pre-rating on this?
5.
Really?
Maybe 4. Okay. Sorry for all the weird mouth sounds. I'll move away as I try this.
So when I think of this on the my fear on the taste scale, I think that if I can get over the mental side of it, I'm only like a 1. On the weird side, I'm closer to 5. But on the taste scale, I'm more like, I'm not too worried about it.
So bark will split the difference and say 3?
Well, it really depends on how you look at it. Bark.
I'm looking at it and it's horrifying.
Mentally, I'm much higher than 1. But when I just think about what's this going to taste like, I can't imagine it's terrible. We'll see.
It's actually not bad.
I'm so weirded out when I bite into this.
Here's the thing. They look very meaty. They're not meaty at all.
No.
They're like 95% bone. And I guess the skin is kind of what you nibble off of these. But I got to say, the flavor is not that bad.
Flavor's fine. Still, it's...
The flavor tastes like... I'm going to try another bite, and they're not that bad. It just tastes like... It tastes like orange chicken.
The weird factor is just getting me. I'm looking at this foot.
Yeah, it's gross. I've had enough of mine, but it's the flavor's not bad. The weird factor is very high. It tastes like a bad orange chicken microwave dinner. What would you say for bark?
Taste-wise...
Zero.
Yeah, I mean, taste-wise is fine, but when I took a bite, it just grossed me out. Just seeing the gnarled toes.
I say we give it a 3 on both. How does that sound? I mean, you know, kind of in the middle. It's gross one way you think about it. They don't, they look weird,
yeah,
but they don't look like, if they weren't breaded and sauced up, I think they'd be way grosser.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that would be like, ooh.
I agree with 3, because when I took a bite of it, I had an emotional reaction to
like
it.
Like a revulsion.
Yeah. It just, the taste was fine, but just how it made me, how I reacted just was, ugh.
If they had more meat on them, I'd probably be happier.
But it's a foot from a chicken.
I know. All right. We're going to the next one. Ready?
Great.
All right. I reach into the magic box. Crickets.
All right.
Crickets. Now, this one I have to mention was recommended by Joan DeSanti from the Facebook group. Crickets. So they're exactly like you might think. Now, I'm going to say one thing. I'm a little disappointed in the crickets because I was expecting like whole crickets, like, you know, cooked or whatever, sour cream and onion flavored, which they are. But I was kind of expecting a whole cricket that you could eat, but it came like they're like all broken up and kind of powdery.
I would imagine that shipping these things is probably pretty hard.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you have a lamp or like a glass bulb that you haven't cleaned in like 5 years? You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm going to clean that. And then you pull it down and there's all these like bits of dried dead bugs that have been up
so
there.
So is that how they raise these crickets for consumption? They just have a bunch of lamps around?
Here, let me take a picture of that bad boy real quick. I don't know, but...
that is exactly what this looks like.
Oops. Here, take a picture.
My parents would be so proud.
Take a picture of those on the plate for me. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm eating the leftovers from the bottom of my lamp.
It's exactly what... It looks awful. Like, I'm looking at the picture because they're in front of you. Oh, man. There's something that looks like a leg in there. You can see a couple, like, body chunks,
right.
Maybe a wing or two. You're just going to put them in your hand and... You know,
I don't know how...
How do they smell? Oh, what's your fear factor? We keep forgetting to do that.
You know, I'm actually not too weirded out by this. I'm, like, 1. I mean, it's... You know, I felt a little bit better until you gave me the lamp story, but...
They don't smell very sour cream and oniony, I'll tell you that. They kind of smell musty.
Well, they have been sitting at the bottom of a lamp for the last 2 years.
God, there's a head. Did you get a head in yours? You want this head?
It looks, I have no idea.
Looks pretty meaty.
I know. That looks like an abdomen.
How did you get it out? How did you...
I just kind of...
Pinched it out.
Pinched it.
Okay, hold on. This is hideous.
Where are you? You seem higher than a 1.
Yeah, I'm higher than a 1. I would say I'm at least a 2.5 on these. Now, you know, in one of my earliest episodes, the company that makes cricket flour got a hold of me and sent me some cricket flour. So I've had cricket flour, but it looks like flour. It smells like death, but it looks like flour. So you can bake it like you can make like 20% of your cookies cricket flour.
Really?
Instead of regular flour. And, you know, it's...
Does it work?
Yeah. This, though, this is, like I said, this is like lampshade cricket bits. Okay. Is that about enough?
Sure.
Okay. On 3.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep. I just ate a bug.
Wow. I got a drink. Ooh. They're very dry.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Not great.
Nope.
Like if I was trapped in an attic, I mean, I guess I could eat that.
I suppose.
I just find like...
An attic with a...
That's not that good.
With quite a few crickets to sustain you.
Okay, Joan. So I ate your crickets. I got to tell you, though, the sour cream and onion, I taste none of that.
Uh-uh.
No sour cream and onion flavor there.
I just take wings and abdomen.
Yeah, but it's like, ugh, like kind of stuck in your mouth now. It's kind of like, so the bark on that, what do you think? Or the bite, I mean?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. Didn't think it was good. I had one.
Visually, they're kind of gross looking. But,
yeah, sure.
But once you get them in your mouth, they're just kind of like, eh.
Well, visually, it looked worse to me once you started equating it to what I find at the bottom of my lamp.
That's exactly
what
it looks like.
That brought it right home to me.
That's exactly what it looks like. All right, let's move on. Crickets. I'm going to give them a 2 for bark and a 1 for bite.
All right. Next, haggis.
Okay.
It is the Caledonian Kitchen brings you this premium quality haggis. I would like to say I appreciate the fact that you are getting premium quality haggis with lamb.
Well, it, on Amazon, which is also where I got this, this was the one that got the best ratings and the most reviews. I'm not saying they're all like this, but the most reviews that said this is like the closest thing to real haggis that you're going to get in a can. So I thought, well, if I'm going to eat haggis, that's what I'm going to eat. Have you ever had haggis?
Nope.
Yeah, neither have I. This is also a suggestion from Jennifer Yost on the Facebook group. So
thanks a lot, Jennifer.
All right. But I'm going to heat that up. I'm going to nuke that in the microwave too, because I, a la menudo last year, I don't think we get the right flavor.
Well, let's crack this bad boy open.
Yep.
So only the finest ingredients, it says. Water, lamb, hydrated pin oats, not sure what that is, beef liver, refined beef suet, onion powder, onion, salt, chicken bouquet,
mm-hmm.
which is caramel color, sulfites, water, vegetable base.
Did you say lamb at any point?
That was the second ingredient.
Okay, it was. Okay, good.
Yeah, after water.
I just heard a lot of beef in there, and I thought that's kind of weird. So, yeah, 90-degree angle. No, you got to turn it. Does it work that way?
I think
you're breaking my can opener.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right, we're attempting to open the can of haggis. You can probably hear that. Yeah. Don't let that drop in your lap, dude. That would be awful. He's holding it up. Which scares me. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, that's not at all what I...
Mm-hmm. Actually, it doesn't smell bad.
It looks very solid.
It looks like dog food.
Let me get a picture in the can there real quick. Sure does look like dog food. Holy smokes.
It doesn't smell terrible, actually.
Okay, it doesn't smell terrible. I'm going to go nuke it.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Okay. Here we go. I'll let you have the first whiff. All right. We got to talk about the bite on this. So I'm back with a little bit of the haggis, just heated it up. And yeah, what do you think about that?
I'm not too worried. 1.
You're only a 1 on haggis?
Yeah.
Now, I think traditionally isn't haggis like what we've got here, but it's like sewn up in a sheep's stomach or something and cooked.
That would make me more worried.
Yeah. But I think we just got the filling bits. So we're going to take a little bite here. It's just funny because haggis is always something I've thought of as like just really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells kind of like corned beef, like canned mm-hmm. corned beef hash.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of looks like it. It's got a lot more... Oh, what was that? Like some oat pin tips or something?
Yeah.
I can see that in here.
Well,
it almost looks like rice.
Yeah, it does. I don't believe that we are about to eat the choice cuts of the lamb.
Yeah, I'm sure not. It's got a bit of a tangy smell.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's not bad.
Actually, that's quite tasty.
I could eat that.
I could eat that, too.
Yep.
In fact, this is probably sacrilegious to real haggis aficionados, but like a little splash of hot sauce on that.
I was thinking the same thing.
That'd be really good. Okay, so the bark is 1.
Yeah.
The bite. The bark bite. I'm getting these backwards. So the bark is 1. Is that what we said? I'm going to give it a 2. I think a 2.
Really?
Yeah. I might give it a 3, so we'll average them out.
Hmm.
Now, that was me before seeing it and opening it. After opening it, it went down because it doesn't look that intimidating.
Oh, and didn't smell bad.
It didn't smell that bad. But the bark is certainly not very high. That's like, or the bite. Hello. All the anticipation of our weird foods to come. All right. So that was actually not bad. Would totally eat that again. All right. Yep. So the haggis, gin, not too terrible. Mm-mm. In fact, I might recommend that. The real stuff, not canned, is probably even better.
Yeah, I would eat that. I'm with you with the hot sauce, though. Spice it up a little bit.
You know what I didn't mention? The Vegemite. Did I mention it was courtesy of Dana Murphy from the Facebook group? I should have mentioned that earlier.
Well.
Sorry, Dana.
I think Dana should be saying sorry to us.
I believe in the post she said she's never tried it. And I wouldn't if I were you, Dana.
No. Dana, I think you're doing just fine in life without having tried Vegemite.
All right. What's next? Pull us a good one.
Oh, is there such a thing? All right. Next one. Cuttlefish balls.
Excellent. So what are cuttlefish balls?
Well,
I assume they're not.
So it is from what the ingredients say. It sounds like you take cuttlefish and you're going to dice it up with a little bit of tapioca powder and some other spices. And
so they look kind of like scallops. That's kind of what I thought they looked like when you brought them. They were in a little frozen package you got at an Asian market.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, they've been cooking, and so we just went and grabbed them. They're about the size of like a quarter, but thick, like scallops.
Spaghetti meatballs.
Yeah, like a little spaghetti meatball.
Mm-hmm.
And we were steaming, we had them in a saucepan with a lid and a little bit of water, and they were simmering, and they actually swelled up to about twice the size.
Oh, more than that, yeah.
And then when we took them off the heat, they've kind of come down. Back to normal size.
They're shapeshifters.
What do you think of these? They smell very fishy. I would say the bark on these for me is pretty low.
Yeah, I'm there. It's the unusual factor for me is why I picked them.
What's a cuttlefish?
It's just like this kind of squiddy like fish. It has a hood, kind of like a squid.
Okay.
It's a odd little sea creature.
So I am going to anticipate these are probably kind of chewy. Let's do it.
All right. It's not good.
Texture's a little off-putting.
Aftertaste is not great.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, I don't even know what it reminds me of. Remember the gefilte fish we had last year?
Yeah, it's similar to that.
Similar. Now, the gefilte fish comes in a jar with like sauce and liquid, so mm-hmm. It's like a lot more.
It had a lot more flavor.
Yeah, and it had a slightly coarser texture. This is a very smooth texture. I don't know
So, the haggis was the best tasting.
So far?
Yeah. So far, that was the best tasting. The cuttlefish balls were not good, but...
They're the next best tasting thing.
Yeah, next best.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say the bite on those.
maybe a two.
Maybe a two.
One and a half, two.
Okay, so far, what have we tried? We've tried the Vegemite, just to recap, because we're about halfway through. Vegemite, we weren't too concerned about. Mm-mm. Actually might be the worst tasting thing we've had so far.
That might. It was terrible.
Then we had the braised chicken feet, which we were kind of middle of the road about on both. It looks horrifying.
I had the hardest time taking a bite of that because I was actually holding a foot up to my mouth.
Unlike the pig's feet last year, remember, which were just kind of like this disintegrated, like weird, like they didn't, like if you handed it to me, I wouldn't know that was a pig's foot because it was all kind of disjointed. And yeah, these are no mistaking.
Yeah.
They're either little devil feet or
three
chicken feet.
Long chicken toes staring at you. You're about to put in your mouth. I just had a problem with that.
Yeah. And then we moved on to the crickets, which
was not good, great. But
the haggis, which was surprisingly tasty, and the cuttlefish balls, which I don't know. I mean, not terrible. Not terrible. I'm a fishy kind of guy.
The things I am most worried about are still to come.
I know.
The fact that we have been doing this random and it's holding out the ones that my biggest worries until last is...
We've only got two drawns left, ones we draw until we get to our grand finale. So the next one we're going to try are the Pocky chips, which are... They're tortilla chips. Pocky is in P-A-Q-U-I. This is a store. You can buy these in the store. I think. And I've seen other flavors. And what's the flavor of these?
Haunted ghost pepper.
Now, I've never had these, but you've said they're really hot, or you think they're really hot. You've never had them
either. I've never had them.
But you said there's videos of people on YouTube who try these. Mm-hmm. And what do you say? You can only eat one?
They sit, apparently, a lot of people have... One is kind of
let me give a bag whiff here.
One is kind of the max.
Hold on, let me get a picture. Don't eat it yet.
I am worried about
it. It says freaking hot. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Most of the time when something that comes with like a package like this is really hot, it's not that hot. Here, let me get a picture.
Let's see if
I gotta find one with a lot of stuff on it.
See if you're right.
Hold on, you got a big one. Hold on. I don't want to be accused. I don't want to be accused of getting a little chip.
All right.
Okay. We're moving the Pocky chips towards our mouth. And we're just going to eat the whole chip, right?
Yeah.
No half measures here. Nope. All right. Here we go. So far, not unbearably hot, but it's hot.
Okay. It's ramping up a little bit.
It's latent heat. Wow.
I can certainly feel it in my throat.
Yeah, it's a latent heat. It's definitely in the throat. The longer I sit, the more it builds. I could eat another one. All you people that can only eat one, you're total wimps. Chris is eating another one right now.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's hot. I would definitely say it's the hottest, out of a bag chip I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oops, I swallowed wrong. I'm going to eat one more.
That's a legit spicy chip. I mean, that is spicy for sure.
There's a warning. Did you read the warning on the bag?
I didn't.
Warning. See if I can read it after the second chip. Catch my breath here. The contents of this bag are extremely frightening. Pocky is not responsible for any injuries that may result from ingesting this delicious terror. Whew, hold on. The use of gloves and safety goggles is encouraged. Common side effects include addiction to burning pain, blurred vision, and unquenchable thirst. Enjoy with caution and consider yourself warned. They're hot. They're pretty hot. More than a handful I couldn't do.
That's hot.
I'm probably going to regret that later. But on the plus side, maybe the coming things we won't be able to taste at all.
Yeah. I don't know if that will actually help, though.
Mm. All right. So we got one more to draw here. Are you ready? Okay. So this is something, the soft boiled eggs. This is something I picked up at an Asian market. And do you have another one over there? Where's mine at? Now, these are really weird. I don't know how to describe what they look like, but they're individually wrapped. They're about the size of a little chicken egg. There's no shell on them, I assume. They're kind of soft and squishy. But what color would you say those are?
Caramel?
Yeah. Yeah, they look like a big blob of caramel. And they're obviously shelf-stable. And it's all in, I guess it's Chinese. I can't read any of it.
My tongue's burning.
Yeah, mine right too. This will make it... Yeah.
Oh,
what was your marks on the Pocky chips?
I was at a 5 for bark.
And what would you say for bite?
I don't know. Not too bad.
2.3? They're really good. And actually, I've got this warm, just this like glowing warmness.
My tongue is burning more than it was 30 seconds ago. Mm-hmm.
Kind of on the... Tips and the sides. It's really... All right, hold on. I got to open my boiled egg here.
Should we cut this in half so we can see what's in the middle?
Why would you do that? Oh, hold on. I had a misfire on the opening here. Do you have a scissors over there? Oh, wait, no, I'm good. I'm good. I can squirt it out here. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Let me get a picture. How's it smell?
It smells kind of candy-like.
Oh, that's terrifying. Okay, hold on. What's our bark on these soft-boiled chicken eggs?
I'm pretty worried to take a bite of this. I'm 4 or 5.
Yeah, I would agree with that because I just don't know if it's going to taste like a boiled egg or if it's going to taste like rancid.
I mean, it's squishy like like caramel. And it is the color of caramel. And it's an egg. Like, this is an actual real egg, right?
I hope so. It, yeah, it's definitely, like, if I were to soft boil an egg, it would be not nearly this firm.
No, this
but,
is...
But it's, like, I couldn't, like, a soft boiled egg, I could squeeze, I could mash it. I could probably mash this, too, but it would take a lot of effort. Are you going to bite it in half or eat the whole thing? I kind of am curious to know if, like, the yolk's going to run out or if it's going to be solid.
It's got to be solid.
I would think so. I'm going to do a half bite just because I want to see what it looks like inside. Gird your loins. The fact that it's shelf stable too is kind of weird.
How nervous are you to take a bite?
Kind of nervous.
I'm very nervous. I am. I'm right up at a five.
I'm with you there. I think that's fair.
All right.
Are you going to do a whole or a half bite?
Well, I'm going to do half. Well, I kind of am curious to see.
I just don't want to see like them too. I'll tell you what. You eat the whole, and I'll eat the half and show you. How does that sound?
That sounds such a fair deal.
All right, you ready? You know what? I just made a connection here. Stop. Before you go any farther. Oh, my God. Smell the Vegemite. I just opened the Vegemite. Smell the Vegemite. Ugh. And then smell that egg.
I don't know.
They're kind of similar. Yeah, they are. Okay, ready? Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Cheers. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't eat that. That's awful. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, oh my God. It's like a Cadbury cream egg that's gone bad. It's really bad. It's, texture-wise, it's absolutely terrible.
Oh.
Taste-wise, pretty terrible. Did you actually eat that? You're not going to eat the rest of it.
No, I'm not going to eat the rest of it.
I got to take a picture of the inside.
Oh.
That's...
Oh.
Yeah, it's not good. All right.
Oh.
Here's the bad news, though. Here's the bad news. That was like a warm-up act. I'm going to say the bite was a 5 on that.
That was bad. 4?
That's pretty bad.
That was really bad.
So what does it taste like? It doesn't taste rotten.
It wasn't the flavor. Like, Vegemite tastes worse. It was the experience plus the flavor.
Agreed.
The flavor was bad, but the soft texture of the yolk with the chewiness of the, what at one time was the egg white.
Yeah.
It is light brown, beige now. Oh.
Yeah, I would say like the that caramel color almost goes all the way through, but the yolk is just a slightly different tint. It's almost like a nougat.
How do you do this to an egg?
I don't know.
What?
It's pretty gnarly.
What is the process to make an egg do this?
So while we're on the subject of eggs. We do have our last mystery item, and I feel like this was actually probably a good one to end on because I think we're going to kick it up about 3 levels. So, Chris, what do we have for our very last item?
Well, we have what's referred to as a century egg or a 1,000-year egg, and it is called this because it looks like someone lost it for about 1,000 years and then found it.
So it's like a fermented duck egg, right?
It's black.
Yeah. I think it's 100 days in reality is what they do it for. Well, but whatever. They call it a century. Yeah.
Whatever.
Go grab those bad ones.
Looks rough.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, my anticipation level is way worse off now that I ate this not nearly as bad boiled egg thing. Like I thought that not nearly as bad egg boiled egg thing that we just tried, I thought it would be manageable. Now I'm really horrified for this because if this little thing was that bad, that's got to be worse. So it's got is it shelled? No.
Yeah, it's shelled.
Oh, we've got to peel it. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Oh. Hand that bad boy over here. So I'm just going to go ahead and put 5+ down for bark.
Yeah, you don't need to ask me. That's my answer.
It's kind of pretty looking. Oh, it comes off on your fingers. Okay. It's kind of like a weird speckled, that's kind of got a grayish blue tint. It's an egg. Like it looks like a chicken egg to me, but I guess it's a duck egg. Go grab the package real quick and let's read what the package has to say. Oh, I've still got so many lingering aftertastes from everything else.
Preserved duck egg. Ingredients: duck, eggs, water, sodium hydrate, salt, tea leaves. So,
oh, okay, maybe the tea is what gives it that tint. Can you hand me the box? I'm gonna take a picture of it real quick.
So, it is zero carbs for those watching your carbs.
Oh, good. Intake. So these are probably paleo approved.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
We're going to start a new trend. Low-carb diet with Century eggs.
Yeah, 80 calories a pop. Okay. And I got to tell you, I kind of wish I never would have seen the picture on the front of the box because it does not look good. These aren't balud, which we had a suggestion for, which would be like the duck egg, which actually like a little duck inside. Yeah. I hope these aren't anyway. All right, I'm going to crack mine open. Just as they are, they have a faint whiff of a little rot. I can't imagine what they're going to smell. Oh, gosh. Okay. Mine just kind of split open when I... Oh, dude. You're not supposed to eat them just whole, are you? Are you sure you're supposed to peel them? I have no idea. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is
horrifying.
It's midnight black.
It's midnight black. The little skin that's inside, like the cuticle or whatever it is that's inside the egg, has this interesting speckled... I'm going to take a picture of this, too, because this is just wild. I'm going to just take my time peeling this. Oh, okay. Don't smell it. Oh, my gosh. I have to take a breather. That was... I feel like I need to crumble up some packy chips, stick them in my nose. Did you smell it? Take a whiff of that. Folks, it's as black as an eight ball. That's exactly the sheen. It's kind of shiny. Okay. Chris, I hate to say this, but mine is actually not quite midnight black. Mine is like a deep, deep, deep amber, and I can actually see stuff in it. Hold on. I got to finish peeling this.
Boy.
Oh my. Hold on. It takes a surprising amount of time to peel. I know the anticipation is killing all of you.
Can you see through yours?
No. Mine is.
Hold it up to
dark,
the light.
like pitch.
Like, look at mine. Mine's like amber. You can see through it. See that?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know.
Hold on. They smell like death. I mean, they smell like...
I feel like this would be... This would be in some sort of horror movie where the villain makes our hero eat one of these things and it causes some sort of like transformation where they just like start growing scales or something. I mean, this is just terrible.
I'm wasting as much time as possible. I'm taking another picture of my egg totally peeled now. In fact, I gotta get it. Yeah, you can. It's really weird.
I ate a couple hard-boiled eggs every single day for lunch, and
you may not after this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's going to continue.
I don't even know if I can do this, dude. Okay, first of all, I'm not sure mine is safe to eat, and I'm not just making excuses. Look in there. You can see stuff inside my egg.
Well, lucky for you, we have four more. So,
okay, inside my egg, I'm not even kidding. It's like crystallized or something. Should we cut these in half so we can see inside?
Is that wise?
Is any of this wise?
No.
Okay.
Oh. More. This is starting to look green. That makes me
the less. More I look at it, the more I can see something inside, a face looking back at me.
I don't know. The picture kind of looks like yours might be okay. I see some.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. So the picture, yeah, great. Looks like lichens growing on it. That makes it even better. Ready? I'm not going to take a huge bite. I'm just going to warn you right now. I'm going to take a bite big enough to get a little yolk, but I ain't eating a whole half of this thing. There's no way. All right?
I'm questioning so many decisions in my life at this point.
Yeah, like all of them. Okay. One, two. Are you ready? Two and a half?
No,
I'm two and not three ready. Quarter? Go.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not even sure what to make of that.
The yolk was... Oh.
Oh. Wow. Okay, here's the deal. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, the aftertaste. Just for the record, we both spit it out after chewing it for a bit.
Yeah.
Which is even more terrifying to look at because now there's like a gelatin. It was actually, on first bite, not as bad as that other soft-boiled egg thing.
No, the yolk, I get a part of it, was better than the other one. But the inside, the white. The white was better. The yolk was terrible.
The first few bites, chews, were actually kind of flavorless to me.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I was thinking, oh, this is like nothing to this.
And then your taste buds found the yolk.
Wow.
That's pretty dreadful.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to take a picture of this. I'm going to move my chewed bit away. Some people want to see what I spit out, but I'm going to take a picture of what the inside of this looks like because it's pretty sick. I want a packy chip.
Sure.
Let me grab a couple. All right, folks. So I'm going to say it's a 5+ on the bite as well. That was terrible. Well, that was it. So on, yeah, that's awful. On the Halloween special 2018, Vegemite, chicken feet, crickets, haggis, cuttlefish balls, packy chips, soft boiled chicken eggs, which were nearly as bad as the century eggs, which were, completely awful. I don't know how we would top this next year.
So flavor, Vegemite was the worst for me. If we're talking just flavor, if you're going to factor in the gross factor of just the presentation and everything, the preserved eggs, both of them topped the Vegemite, but Vegemite's just, that's just, I don't understand how people like that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked that behind the two egg things, Vegemite is the grossest thing. That I'm totally shocked about that.
It tastes terrible, and it was for about 5 minutes. It continued to taste terrible.
But that egg, man, I don't know if I could eat a hard-boiled egg for a while.
At least not one that's black.
Or caramel brown.
Ugh. The feet for me is the example of how emotions can impact how you respond to food, because the taste itself was fine, but looking at these three gnarled toes up at my face. Yeah. I mean, I had a really hard time with that.
Yeah, visually, I think the century egg is worse in a way. But visually, the chicken feet are pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Nothing else visually was that horrifying.
Haggis is good.
The haggis.
Cuttlefish balls are fine.
Yeah. The house must smell like a disaster right now. My wife's going to come home and be like, what have you guys been up to? Need to open some windows.
And then you get a bracket tour that you don't have to go shopping for dinner.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, I will put pictures and links if any of you, for whatever crazy reason, would want to order any of the stuff off Amazon. Some of the stuff might not be available, but you can probably find it at your local ethnic markets. I think we found the eggs there in particular. I think you said you can get the century eggs on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not refrigerated, so they're pretty easy to ship.
Yeah, I found them at the Asian market, though. So I suppose it's probably a typical thing to find at an Asian market.
Yeah, I think so. But I'll put the rest of them over at the show notes at kitchencounterpodcast.com/123. So that was it. That was our Halloween special. And it's going to take us probably a whole year to recover. You want to do this again next year?
Want?
Yeah. We'll have to start planning now because I can't think of what else to get that's going to top this. All right, everybody. Chris, thank you very much.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo. Until next time, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.